Hello, my friends. This is executive consultant Jay Emma from New York, and I'm excited to be pinch hitting here tonight for my good friend Bear Gordon. And lots of great things are happening in Ambit Energy. There's a lot of growth, a lot of excitement. But for me, it's always a privilege to be able to introduce Brian McClure. And, you know, one of the things that I like to do when I introduce Brian is I just want to say that, you know, when certainly we can talk about the success that he's had and the money that he's made in the business, and a lot of times we brag and we're proud of the success that he's had. But the reason why he's successful is because of who he is. It's not just that he's accomplished these things and we point to the accomplishment. The person who accomplished it did it for a reason, because of who he is, because of his character, because of his work ethic, because of his leadership, and because of his willingness to serve people, especially when it's not convenient and he doesn't have to. And when you think about the amount of success that Brian McClure has had, he doesn't have to be involved in our businesses. He doesn't have to help us and encourage us at all. He could just, you know, ride off into the sunset, but he's here for us. I know he's here for me, and I appreciate his friendship and his leadership. And I hope everyone on this call really appreciates the fact that we've got someone with his experience, his success, his wisdom, his character, somebody that's behind us 100%. I'm certainly proud, and I hope all of you guys are too. And I'm going to turn the call over, if he's on the line, to my good friend, Mr. Brian McClure. Are you here, Brian?
I'm here, Jay. Can you hear me okay?
I hear you great. Thank you, brother.
All right. I appreciate those kind words, and I want to thank everybody for getting on tonight's Sunday night call. A lot of you have been down to my fishing resort in Delacro, Louisiana, and that storm's coming in. So if everybody would say a prayer for all the people in St. Bernard Parish, New Orleans, and surrounding areas, I would appreciate it. We got some storm surge and some flooding issues, water coming up over the road. So God has a plan, and I'm with him, but hopefully everything will be okay. I wanted to follow up on last week's call, and I know the majority of people that are on this call get on the call every week. But before I do that, I just wanted to acknowledge, you know, the great training that went on the last couple of nights. I didn't get to listen to all of it. I did listen to a good bit of it, but it was incredible. A lot of great leaders from across the country. I love the way everybody came together, and everything was married up with corporate and everything. And I think it's that sort of spirit, that sort of leadership from Mir and so many others that put that together that, you know, is really what differentiates, you know, us as a community, versus, you know, so many other opportunities out there. You know, at some point, you know, I think everybody gets involved in an opportunity, you know, from the money perspective. You know, day one, it's, you know, I got to pay off my bills. I want a nicer house. You know, whatever it is, there's some sort of monetary motivation to get involved in the business. And then as time evolves, for those of us that work hard in the business, and friendships are formed and relationships are formed, and, you know, it becomes something so much more than just the money. We all are in it. We want to continue to raise our income and improve our family's financial situation. But, you know, it's those relationships that really, really make the difference. And, you know, things like that Ambit does with Ambit Cares and other things, you know, it's all part of the community. But, you know, what happens in a lot of communities, if you will, you know, and it does take a community or a village or whatever you want to call it. The bottom line is that they're all different role players within that community. And a lot of times, you know, the people that are more active in the community, that are more directive in the community, that, you know, are more focused on the good of the community, get in conflict with those that aren't quite as focused or casually involved. And, you know, I think that happens in every community, every country, every state, every city. You know, it's just kind of the way it is. But And what I know in the ambit energy community is you can control one person, and that's you. You know, no one can control what I'm going to say on this call tonight. No one can control, you know, what their upline's going to do tomorrow. No one can control somebody's, you know, promotes or doesn't promote or leaves the business or stays in the business or whatever. At the end of the day, every single individual on this call that's part of this ambit energy community has to decide what's my role in the community. And there are a lot of different roles, and they're all great roles. You know, my role is probably a little bit different than somebody else's role. For example, you know, when we were before COVID doing the hotel meetings, you have people that whose role was to come every single week, sit behind the desk, fill out the sheets, you know, help people fill out the sheets to see who attended and make sure everybody put a name badge on. You had somebody else in that meeting whose role was to do the first part and another person to do the second part. And, you know, you had people that you know, watch the door. You know, you had people that set up the arrangements with the hotel. You know, so you have this community all coming together to put together a weekly event. They have people whose contribution to the community was strictly financial. You know, they wrote a check to help it all happen. And then yet you had other people whose contribution to the community was sit at the back of the room and not say a word, never bring a guest. And yet others that would bring 5 guests, 10 guests, whatever, on a, you know, super week, or every week would bring 1 or 2 guests. And you had people in the community come once a month or once every other month. You had other people that would come every single week, week after week after week, month after month, year after year. So everybody contributes to community a little bit differently. And what we have a tendency to do is we have a tendency to judge ourselves on somebody else in the community. And that's typically somebody that we respect. And we also have the ability to get bought in to somebody else's excuses. You know, somebody else in the community is dragging us down. Oh, this isn't working. That's not working. You can't sign up customers because of this. You know, if Amba would only do this, you know, they need to change that. You know, and you buy into all the negative talk, but then there are other people in the community that don't sit at the back of the room and badmouth or whatever. They're bringing the guests. They're excited. They're putting people in the business. They're growing their business. Their income's going up. And so at the end of the day, where do you see yourself? In other words, where do you position yourself? You know, do you position yourself as somebody that looks at the ambit community as more of a social gathering? You know, your contribution to the community is to go to the meeting every week or to, you know, perform a particular function that's not necessarily monetarily driven. Yet your upline or your sideline or, you know, your sponsor or whatever is driven by the almighty dollar. I mean, you know, the only reason somebody gets an ambit energy is to make a whole bunch of business. And the point that I'm trying to make is this. Is everybody seeks a different fulfillment within the community. You know, the reason that you stay in the community is because you get some sort of reward that makes you feel fulfilled. So if that reward is helping fill out the sheets in the meeting, and of course, you know, I could go on and on with all the examples. I'm just trying to give you one that you relate to. And they don't ever make any money, but yet you're the one that's driven by money or driven by promotion. You can't get frustrated with that person. In other words, that's their place in the community. That's the fulfillment that they see for them and themselves and their family. And Lord knows that, you know, the communities work some magic. You know, there's been a lot of marriages when those marriages have had a lot of children, and a lot of great things have happened within the community that have nothing to do with making money. You know, there's people that have been introduced to a church or a synagogue or a temple or a mosque that, you know, maybe were, you know, not in the right direction spiritually. You know, there's people, like I said, that have gotten married. There's, you know, there's people that have made money and given to, you know, contributed to nonprofit organizations and done a lot of good. And so what happens is that you look at the overall energy of the community. And I think one of the big mistakes that people make within the community is to judge somebody like myself, A type personality that, you know, is focused on making money. We'd have a tendency to judge somebody who's just in the community possibly to meet somebody or just in the community to serve. And that their fulfillment does not come from getting a check from Ambit for whatever those reasons are, not for somebody like myself who is money motivated, as Lane Winsett would say, but, you know, but not for me to judge as a money motivated person, somebody that's not money motivated. So there's a lot of different hierarchies. There's a lot of different dynamics. There's a lot of different relationships that come into the community called Ambit Energy. But just like is happening in the communities around the country, and I don't want to get into political statements, there's communities that, you know, are hugging and kissing and have harmony, you know, and then there are other communities where people are knocking out windows and burning things down, and, you know, it looks like a war's going on in that community. So what's the difference in the dynamic of those communities? You know, people coming together to try to improve for the good of everybody, and other people, you know, pulling apart, destroying to try to achieve the same end. So as we look at ourselves individually and look in the mirror, as I talked about last week, you have to decide, are you going to be on the good side? You're going to be on the evil side? You're going to be contributory in what way? And then consistently get involved in your contribution in that way. And for a lot of people right now with the COVID thing going on, there's an emptiness, you know, the social aspect of Ambit Energy, not being able to see our friends and get together with our friends and not being able to have our, you know, potluck dinners or go to the bowling alley as, you know, with a group or, you know, do some of those things or, you know, they're vacated for right now. In fact, our policies and procedures currently say that we can't hold meetings, you know, and that'll change over time and it'll go back the way it used to be. I don't think psychologically it's going to go back to where it was, but at least for us that are involved in Ambit and know each other within the community, you know, I think, you know, there will be a restoration of how we interact with one another. So to last week's call, and if you didn't listen to last week's call, you can go to topambitleaders.com, click on training, click on Sunday Night Business Builder Calls. It's posted up there. You know, Norbert does a great job getting it out on Facebook and across the internet. So, you know, there's a lot of different myriad ways that you can listen to last week's call. But I was very, very tough on everybody, you know, from a monetary perspective. You know, what is it that you want? You own and operate your own sales and marketing company. Simultaneous to forming that company, you chose Ambit Energy to drive revenue to it. You know that the company pays you to do two things and two things alone, gather a handful of customers. You know, company says, hey, max that out at 20 and maintain it. And they pay you a nickel per customer per month. So you get $1 per month for doing that and a little upfront money if you do it in a timely manner to gather your customers initially. No one gets involved in the business for the first way that we get paid. Nickel per customer per month and a little upfront cash. People get involved in the second way we get paid, which is to build a sales and marketing organization, you know, help them gather a handful of customers. Nobody gets paid for getting involved in the business. It's only when customers are acquired that you get paid. So you get paid to help others do the same thing, which is to help them gather a handful of personal customers. And then they teach people to do the same. We teach people to do the same. And as you promote through the marketing plan, you get paid more and more money for doing the same thing. And again, to my comments in the beginning of this call, a lot of people are motivated to get to RC. They want to get to RC because at the meeting they're asked to stand up and be recognized as an RC. At Ambition, they're, you know, get to walk across the parade as RCs. And so they get that first level of recognition, and that's, you know, that's kind of what they, where they see themselves. You know, they envision themselves as RC. They, you know, think, oh, I got 18 more people and this many customers and do all this work to get the SC. And they never really say, I don't want to become an SC, but they don't ever become an SC. And there are other people that, you know, fast track to RC, fast track to SC, fast track to EC. You know, these are people that are focused. These are people that, you know, are money motivated, that, you know, but you can't compare yourself to those people if you're not that type of personality. There's something else that you want to contribute to the community. It's fine. And this was a very, very hard lesson for me to learn because I thought everybody that got involved in the business was money motivated. And what I found out really early on back in my XL telecommunications days is everybody's not money motivated, or certainly not to the degree that I am. I mean, there's, yeah, sure, they want to make money, but you know what? If they have fulfillment on the social side, they have fulfillment on the spiritual side, they feel good about the community, money's not the number one driver, you know? I'll tell you a network marketing story. There's a company called A.L. Williams, started by Art Williams, and Art Williams is one of the great motivators and great builders of a network marketing company ever. I think the three network marketing companies over the ages that have produced more leaders in the industry are, of course, Amway, A.L. Williams, which, you know, sold term insurance. It was buy term and invest the difference, and they became in face value. They passed up Prudential, which was the number one face value in life insurance company in the country, and A.L. Williams passed them up. They're now called Primerica. Art sold the company several years back. And XL Telecommunications that I was blessed to be a part of. And those were great boot camps. And one of the stories I love to tell about A.L. Williams is there, I was being recruited into A.L. Williams at the time. I lived in New Orleans, and it just so happened that that summer their national convention was in the Superdome in New Orleans. And I was invited to come as a guest, so I did. You know, I said, hey, I want to check this out and everything. And there were just masses of people, you know, and in certain areas they had blue t-shirts on, other areas they had red t-shirts on. There were, you know, 15, 20,000 people there. I mean, it was just huge. And I didn't understand the dynamics behind the t-shirts and what you had to do to be, you know, to get one of these different colored t-shirts and what was the significance of the different colors. So that was kind of confusing to me, but I sat there, and of course, the person that had invited me was with his guests, and I was just, you know, or with his group rather, and I was just kind of, you know, off to my own to try to figure all this out. People were excited and jumping up and down and so on and so forth. And Art Williams was passing out recognition awards, and he passed out these, you know, he didn't do anything small, but he passed out a plaque, you know, maybe 2 feet by 3 feet, you know. And so he had those people come up, and then next thing I know, you know, it came up, and it was like the size of a small door, you know, like maybe a 6 foot door, you know, like maybe a oversized dollhouse type door. And then he had a regular sized door, you know, 6'8" tall door. The next thing I know, there were 7.5 feet tall doors. They were 4 feet wide. They had the guys have to bring them out on the cart, and these were plaques, okay. And they had these doors with these huge plaques, and they had the picture of the person etched in it and everything. So, you know, finished the event and everything, and I got back together with the guy that was trying to get me involved in the business. I said, look, I said, it was great. You know, a lot of excitement. I see a lot of people are excited. I said, explain the t-shirt deal. So he did. That was, that they called them hierarchies, you know, so that was kind of, you know, everybody's organization. So kind of like the, you know, 526 group or EC Factory or 212 or, you know, Rainmakers or the different groups that we have within Ambit. They all wore different t-shirts, and different colored t-shirts. And so, you know, the idea for the leader was to have the group with the most of their colored t-shirt there. And I found out about the plaques. And I want you to understand that in this company, you had to, you know, sign up for the company. Then you had to go and get licensed as an insurance agent. So that, you know, there were classes, you know, class you have to take, just like when you get a real estate license. Then you had to pass the insurance test. Okay. And during that period of time that you were, you know, getting licensed so that you could go do it, what you would do is you would turn prospects, you know, your mom, your dad, your next door neighbor, whatever, over to your upline. And you would go with him on the call, and he would show you how to write somebody up on a policy. Well, of course, you were giving up those sales because of the insurance laws in the country. You didn't make anything off of that, but that was basically your training. Well, these plaques were given out based on the number of policies you wrote from new people that came into your business off of these policies. And what I came to find out was that people literally would, you know, be making calls at midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning. You know, people get off at shifts at 5 a.m. and, you know, they'd be there, you know, showing them insurance, you know, before they went to bed. And, you know, and people did Herculean things, you know, not for the money, but to get on stage to get the door, the big door. You know, that was the goal. You know, get on stage to for recognition. So what I can tell you is that people will do more for recognition than they will for the money. You know, people are more apt to get more motivated to go out and do more for recognition than they are for the money. That's why you see people make an RC and they'll stand up, they'll come to the meeting every week and they'll never promote to SCs because they've gotten the level of recognition they want. Yet other people will do what they've got to do, knock down, you know, whatever barriers get in the way. They'll get the EC because they want to stand in front of the room and talk for 2 or 3 minutes and get more recognition, at ambition. And then out of that group of people evolve the people that are trying to become top 50 income earners or top 10 income earners or what have you. And so what happens is that those people that are money motivated, the people that are in the ambit community to make as much money as possible, are motivated and driven through it. And you know what's great about it is they don't make any bones about it. You know, ask Rose Duncan and Kevin Duncan. I mean, you know, it's all about the recognition. You know, Rose will be the first one to tell you, yeah, baby, that's me, you know, and she's loud and you know when Rose has showed up and I love that energy and that's fantastic. But that's not the majority of the people on this call. They don't have that drive, that desire to exceed to the top, you know, what it took to get the national consultant, you know. I mean, they don't want to pay that price. Yet somebody that has paid that price doesn't necessarily understand the dynamics and the psychology of somebody that doesn't want to pay that price. So what's the moral of the story? The moral of the story is this. I want you to listen to this carefully. We're going to wrap up the call here in just a few minutes. We're not going to go long tonight. The moral of the story is this, is we are a community, all of us. We all contribute in different ways within that community, and however you decide to contribute is okay. So if you know, you get on a call and I'm talking about you got to go do this and you got to increase your numbers to do this and you got to increase your numbers to do that or whatever, and I'm not speaking to you or somebody else gets on a call or you're upline this or that, they're, you know, not speaking to you because you're not money motivated, you're not in it to get the promotion necessarily, you've got other reasons, it fulfills other needs in your life, you don't have to apologize to anybody and you don't have to do anything anybody, you know, tries to spur you on to do. You can be who you want to be, okay? This is the business that you own and operate, okay? And that's fine. Whatever contribution you want to make to the community that's positive, make it. What I would also suggest to you is that you don't have the right to make negative contribution to the community. You know, if you want to leave the community, leave the community. You know, we've had some people that recently left the community. Wish them all the luck in the world. You know, it's like Mr. Wonderful says, you're dead to me because you're not contributing to my community. You're contributing to another community. I choose not to contribute to that community. You know, so don't expect me to be of moral support to you or be encouraging to you for, you know, or maybe you're trying to live in two communities. You know, maybe you're trying to live in Houston, Texas and Austin, Texas and Dallas, Texas all at the same time. You know, maybe you're involved with three different companies and you think that you can be a thriving member of all three communities. What I can tell you is that you can't. You know, a friend of mine once says you can't trace, you know, you can't chase two rabbits. You know, you can't chase two squirrels. I mean, one's going to go one way, one's going to go the other way, and you're going to be sitting there probably not doing anything, wondering which way do I go, and by the time you try to figure out which way you go, they're both gone. And so choose the community that you want to be a part of. And the minute that the community doesn't provide for you what you want it to provide for you, whether that be monetarily, whether it be social, whether it be, you know, spiritual, emotional, whatever it is, that community fails to provide for you, then leave the community. But you don't have the right to leave the community and injure other people in the community. Those are your neighbors. Those are your friends. Hey, you want to leave where I live in Austin, Texas, and move to Houston, go from one community to the other? Hey, more power to you. You can still have friends in Houston, but don't tell Houston how to run their business. You know, go and deal with, you know, you get your vote over in Houston. You don't get your vote in Austin anymore. And so what I'm telling you is that last week I challenged everybody on the call. I truly believe that one of the biggest momentum runs that this company's ever going to experience is going to happen over the next couple of years. It's not going to happen as fast as we want it to happen, but there's going to be some stuff that's happened. There's going to be some market dynamics. There's going to be some things that Vistra is going to do that are going to dramatically improve the opportunity. And all I'm saying is that, you know, if you're part of this community, be a positive part of it. You don't have to take advantage of the financial part of it. You know, if you choose not to take advantage of the financial part and, you know, attend the events and attend the trainings and do what you've kind of been doing for the past few years, ignore what I said last week. But understand that you're not going to take advantage of the momentum run. You might be able to meet more friends or, you know, whatever emotional fulfillment you're looking for in Ambit. But I submit to you to think about this. You know, if you're one of those people that's just kind of been on the sidelines and you got your good friends in Ambit and, you know, you got your organization that's all coded out on you and you're still showing up doing meetings for them, I'd submit to you this. The same way you help those people that are now coded out on you and kind of out on their own in Ambit, you made a positive impact in their life. And if you did it because that's fulfilling to you, why not make a positive impact on a few other people's lives? Yeah, the game's changed a little bit. You got to do Zoom calls. It's not going to be built the same way it was back then. Yeah, rules are a little bit different. You know, can't do live meetings right now, you know, but nothing stays stagnant. There's one constant in life, and that is change. You know, your environment changes, your work changes, your relationships change, everything in your life changes. You know, you're not driving the same car you did when you first started driving a car. You know, you're probably not living in the same place. You're probably not eating the same type of foods. Probably not in the same types of clothes, style of clothes, size of clothes. You know, everything changes. And so embrace change. When change comes, embrace it. And what I'm telling you is decide whether you want to take the emotional support, the community side of it, and marry it to making a lot of money, or choose not to. And if you choose not to, don't let anybody that's chosen to make money beat you up about it. Just say, hey, look, Ambit does a lot of things for me. I'm not really worried about the money that much. And be okay with that. I mean that sincerely. I'm not trying to be sarcastic or there's nothing wrong with that. Zero. Okay. But make that decision. Don't just keep lopping along saying, yeah, well, I'm going to start making some money next week. And yeah, I'm going to get it back up and running. And yeah, you know, my organization just isn't as active as it once was. And, you know, I'm going to get started right after simulcast. I'm going to get started, you know, when they make the ambition announcements. And then, you know, I can't tell you how many years I have people come to me and go, I'm going to be EC by ambition. Yeah, it seems to be a big one. You know, everybody that's an SC that's got some stuff going on, they want to be EC by ambition because they want the recognition. Like I told you earlier, people do more for recognition than they will for the money. Etch it in stone. It's a true fact. So people want to make it by ambition. And the minute they don't make it by ambition, well, I didn't quite make it, but, you know, I'll get it soon. And then all of a sudden they're, you know, then the holidays set in and then simulcast comes along and then summer sets in. And, you know, somewhere in the spring or the summer, I hear again, man, I'm going to make it by ambition. I literally have some ECs in my organization that told me 5 and 6 years in a row, I'm going to make EC by ambition. Judge me on what I do, not what I say I'm going to do. You know, it makes no difference. I mean, I'm the biggest cheerleader in the world. If you're in my organization or somebody else's organization, I want you to get promoted. I know the difference it makes financially. You know, I know that it's important in our business. Why wouldn't you want to get paid more money for doing the same thing? So I understand all that. But at the end of the day, it's not my responsibility to make you successful. It's my responsibility to give you the information to make yourself successful. So as hard as I was last week about looking in the mirror and upping your game and getting people involved in your organization so you can get more people to ambition, what I'm going to tell you this week is to be reflective. What is it that you really want? And then more importantly, what is it that you're willing to go and do to get that? You know, don't say you want to be an executive consultant. Come up with a game plan and be willing to pay the price to go and do that. Maybe you're out of your hot market, your warm market, your lukewarm market, and you can't go meet people right now. And maybe you're a shy type person, and you know, even if this COVID thing wasn't going on, you weren't going to go meet anybody anyway, because that's just not you. You're not going to BNI, or you're not going to, you know, do this or do that or whatever. You've got to be honest with yourself and say, hey, can I fit into this Zoom thing that's going on? You know, they're talking corporately. They're going to do some scheduled Zoom meetings, a lot of groups doing Zoom meetings, showing the business presentation that you can tie into, a lot of good stuff going on and in the way of training online. And I think some really great stuff coming out in the relatively near future. But you've got to decide, am I willing to put in the time, energy, and effort and retool myself to go make that happen? And if you are, then just do it. You know, it's the Nike slogan, just do it. You know, just do it. There was a great speech by Art Williams, head of A.O. Williams, you know, the founder of A.O. Williams, that, you know, and it was his famous just do it speech, you know, was to Christian Broadcasting Broadcasters Association. And in that speech, and you can find it on YouTube, you know, Art just started talking about, you know, this one comes up to me, says they're going to do it. And I just tell them, just do it. And then the next one comes up and says they're going to do this. And I turn to them and say, just do it. And you know, I submit to you, you know, go to YouTube and put in Art Williams or A.L. Williams, just do it speech, Christian Broadcaster speech, or you'll find it and watch it. You know, it's a magnificent, motivating speech. And, you know, Art can say it better than I can. Just do it. You know, I want you to be honest with yourself. And if you're on the call last week, I want you to think about it. I challenge you to go do something different this week. Did you do it? Oh, yeah, Brian, I got on a Zoom call for the first time. But did you really do it? I mean, did you take several steps forward over where you were the week before? Or is it just the same old, where it's just, yeah, well, you know, I'm get round to it. There's a good friend of mine who's in XL Telecommunications, named Russ Nolan. And he'd have the old wooden nickels and have XL Telecommunications logo on one side. And he'd on the back side, he had the words printed round to it. The word round, R-O-U-N-D, to it, T-U-I-T. And he'd be talking to somebody about the opportunity, and they'd, you know, kind of put him off and everything. And he'd say, well, look, here's my name and number. His name and number on the front of it. He says, when you get round to it, give me a call, you know? And so many people they talk about starting, but they never start, you know? So quit starting and start, or decide that you're not going to start. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying that it's bad if Ambit fulfills something for you rather than the financial side of it. Then identify what that is and become the biggest contributor to the community that you possibly can. You know, maybe you want to go raise a whole bunch of money for Ambit Cares, and that's what gets you excited, and that's your contribution to the community. Then go do it. Get round to it and go do it. You know, just do it. Whatever it is that you want to do, do it. And be honest with yourselves. You know, there's a ton of people that are well promoted in the business, SCs, ECs, and NCs, that aren't doing anything right now. They're not putting new people in the business. They're not sponsoring people. You know, most of their people are sitting in the water, yet there's others that are blowing and going and killing it. You know, Jonathan Drew just made NC. This one just made NC. The NC's popping everywhere. So somebody's doing something. It must obviously work if people are making NC and people are making money. Residual income's going up in some of my groups. I mean, what are they doing that you're not doing, and your residual income's going down? Action will take you out of doubt. Doubt will take you out of action. And what I can tell you is all the positive thought in the world is not going to make you any money if that's what you want to do in this business. If that's what you want to do, and part of the contribution to the community is make yourself some money and make a lot of other people money, you know, the key to success in this is bury yourself in the success of others, and yours becomes a byproduct of it. I want to see how many people I can make as much money as possible, not taking the responsibility of making that money, but helping them make that money. Because if I can get enough people making a lot of money, then what's going to happen is I'm going to end up making all the money I want to make. And my income's going up. It's not going down. And the minute I lay down that sword, the minute I'm not sponsoring, not putting new groups in, not working with people or whatever, my income's going to go down. Now, you know, there's people who haven't hit a stroke in this business in 10 years. I mean, literally have not done anything at making $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 a month. You know, so, you know, their income might be dropping, but it's not going away. You know, there's that bedrock foundation that's there. That's the beauty of a residual income on constantly purchased and habitual use. So I'm going to wrap the call up with this. Last week, I challenged you to put it into higher gear. You know, get involved in the technology if you weren't. And start showing the plan that nobody can create a new consultant in this business. If all you ever did was went and make a written list, no money. All you ever did was call people and ask them to take a look, and no one took a look, no money. But if you get them to take a look on a Zoom call or website on the internet, however it is, that's where the possibility of money occurs. That's where the possibility of enrollment occurs. And with enrollment comes gathering of a couple of customers. It triggers some money out. It helps people get promoted. Might help multiple people get promoted. But that's where it starts. So what I want to tell you this time is, for those of you that didn't listen to the call last week, and go to Top Ambit Leaders. Again, click on training, click on Sunday Night Business Builder call, and that call will be in there. You can listen to that. And it's a pretty hard ride. I mean, I kind of told you where it was. And this week, if you were on that call, if you weren't on that call, go and listen to that. And then tomorrow late in the day, this call will be posted as well. And you can re-listen to this one. I think they kind of go hand in hand. But if you were on that call last week, I want you asking yourself, what did I do over this past week? Or is it the same old, same old? It's what I did the week before, and the week before, and the month before, and the year before, and I'm going to make EC at Ambition this year. You know, if you're on that hamster deal going around and around and around and around and around, and you're getting tired and you're getting dizzy, what I'm telling you is hop off, take a drink, get a little something to eat, get yourself rested, get your mind clear, and figure out a plan. And that plan doesn't have to be grandiose. It might be, if you've done nothing in months, it might be just get one person on a Zoom call. Or maybe your plan is hey, I'm going to wait till the meetings open back up, because really the reason I'm in Ambit Energy is I want to be that host at the meeting. I want to be that social butterfly. I want to be that person that attends every conference, every training, and those just aren't going on right now. That's okay too. I'm not making you wrong for that. But I want you to look in the mirror, take some quiet time, figure out what it is you want to do, and then I want you to do it. And then send me an email. You know, send me an email. It's my initials, Brian Reed McClure, BRM, at, well, let me give you another one. Brian with an I, BRIAN, okay, so my first name, at topambitleaders.com. Brian with an I, BRIAN, at topambitleaders with an S, .com. So, you know, I think it's really, really important that you know, be honest with yourself and say, hey, you know, where am I going? You know, you know, if you take the time, your quiet time, just go look in the mirror and be honest with yourself. Where is it that you fit into this thing? And if you're not where you want to be, what is it that you're going to do to change it? And if you keep doing what you're going to be doing, oh, I'm going to make EC by this, I'm going to make EC by that, oh, I'm going to do this by this and this by that, and nothing changes. That's my challenge to you. Figure out where you fit in the community and then make the community proud. Because what's getting ready to happen, you know, they just launched that beautiful rocket, you know, and it's, you know, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We have ignition, and then, you know, all the smoke comes out and the rocket doesn't move for a couple of seconds, and it barely starts to move, and barely starts to move a little bit faster and then a little bit faster. Folks, we're still in the countdown. You know, there's going to be ignition and the rocket's going to take off. Okay. And I want you to be on the rocket, but what I want doesn't make any difference for you in your life. It's what you want. And so if you can get focused now, okay, get a little fuel in your tank, then what can happen is that when that rocket ignites, you can be on the rocket. Or you can be the spectator at Cape Canaveral looking at the rocket go up and go, man, that's magnificent, I'm so happy. Or you can be the guy picking up the trash for the people at the side, you know, roadside parks that weren't, you know, kind enough to pick up the trash. You can be contributory to the relaunch of this company any way you see fit. That's totally up to you. You own and operate your own business. You chose Ambit Energy to drive revenue to it. And the success or lack of success in that business is going to be dependent on you and you alone. You know, it's totally 100% up to you. You know, so you've got to decide where you fit into that. Not me, not your sponsor, not Bistra, not Daryl and Eric and Excel. The opportunity is real. Now, last week we had two people promote to national consultant. You know, a couple of weeks before that, another person promote to national consultant. The opportunity is going on with or without you. Figure out where you fit into it. Be as contributory as your time and energy and ability allow you to be to the community. And if you're negative anyway, then get out of the community. You know, what's going to happen is we're all going to gather together. There's going to be some energy. That rocket ship is going to ignite at some point, and it's not too far down the road, and it's going to start taking off. And you just got to decide where you're going to be. You know, are you going to be watching it or are you going to be on it? And either way, it's okay. There's no one's making you wrong for making the decision that, hey, I'm more comfortable watching it on TV. There's other people more comfortable rather watch it in person. And yet there are other people that want to be on that rocket ship. So you decide. We're a great community. We're good getting better. The greatness of what we have, we've just scratched the surface on. What's going to happen over the next couple of years in Ambit Energy is going to blow your mind. And you just got to decide where you're going to be on that rocket ship. Hey, with that, Bear, let's open it back up and let everybody say good night. And I look forward to the call next week as well. I said Bear, I meant to say Jay. I'm seeing old dog, new tricks. Jay, open it back up and let everybody say good night.
I don't mind being called Bear. Thank you, Brian. If everyone can just wait 3 seconds, just so I can, it'll just a few second gap, and then everyone can thank Brian for the call. Hope everyone has a great night, great week, and we'll talk to you later.